Good morning. Welcome to our worship of the Lord on this Sunday known as Ascension Sunday in churches that follow the liturgical year. Ascension Sunday commemorates the time following his earthly resurrection when Jesus ascended from earth to heaven as shared in Acts 1:9. He was taken up before their very eyes and a cloud hid him from their sight. So welcome to our worship this morning. The consistory is having their normal monthly meeting tomorrow night. And at that time on the agenda, as it's been on most agendas for the last year, we will consider the latest considerations from the governor and from the president and the CDC and all those kind of things about the masks and the social distancing protocols, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. As I shared last Sunday, we have signed up for the online library, Right Now Media. As described, it's a Christian resource library, somewhat like a Christian version of Netflix. At 11 o'clock this morning, Right Now Media will be emailing everyone that I have an email for in our church records. They said it'd go out at 11 today. So if you get your email after 11:30, you're not going to check that now, okay? But later, when you get that email, you have access to sign up and create your own account. If you don't want it, just ignore the email. If you don't get an email from Right Now Media within the next 24 hours, that means I don't have your right email. So be in contact with me and I can get you that access. So once you gain access and you go on there, you're going to see a little icon for St. John's Christian Church. And they're supposed to be channels and resources highly recommended by the pastor. I'm not quite there yet. So be patient with me. I'm trying to work through and observe some of the resources, and I will share my picks of the week as time goes by. So if you see something and you want to recommend it, let me know, and that might make my job a little easier. As you can tell by the front of the church bulletin, the preschool, the St. John's Christian Preschool, had their closing graduation ceremony a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to show you a video of the children singing at a song at one of the graduations as a celebration of the preschool, realizing that this is the final graduation, and we want to be able to thank Joan and Sue for their dedicated time to our ministry. So here's a song about a smile.
Isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. It isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. So smile when you're in trouble. It will vanish like a bubble if you only take the trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. It isn't any trouble just to L-A-U-G-H. It isn't any trouble just to L-A-U-G-H. So laugh when you're in trouble. It will vanish like a bubble. Isn't any trouble just to G-R-I-N-R-I-N. It isn't any trouble just to G-R-I-N-R-I-N. So grin when you're in trouble. It will vanish like a bubble if you only take the trouble just to G-R-I-N-R-I-N. It isn't any trouble just to
friends, We know what God desires of us, that we do justice and love kindness and walk humbly with God. We gather this morning to remind each other about that, to remember that now is always the right time to do these things. So with thanks in our hearts, let us worship God. The opening scripture is taken from Psalms 47, verses 1 through 9. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations, God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Let's pray. O God, we have come to you in thanksgiving and praise to know that you are God and to place our lives anew into your perspective. Enlarge our vision this hour with your word. Instill in us your hope in place of our despair, your peace where our hatred threatens, your joy amidst our depression, your love overwhelming our apathy. Amen. Thank you. I invite you to rise as you're able as we gather together in song, Awesome God. Please join me now in reciting the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose from the dead.
Crown him with many crowns.
For children that are with us that are 12 years of age and under, how about 14 or under? Does anybody know what the word ascension means? I think there is one that is 12 and under. Any? I like that. I won't put you on the spot. Anybody 14 and under? You know what? What did your mom just whisper to you? Anybody 96 and under? What does the word ascension mean? What? Arise. It means to go up. What else does it mean? A king and queen ascend to their throne, so they take on power, they take on authority. So on Ascension Sunday, when we think about Jesus being ascended up into heaven, that ascension is, he did go up, but he also ascended into sit on the right hand of the God, the Father Almighty. So that ascension is going up and receiving that power and authority. And on Ascension Sunday, in the Gospels and in the first chapter of Acts, Jesus kind of gives them a to-do list, the disciples a to-do list. He says, as he ascends, you have to wait here. You have to wait here, and in time, I will send, you know, you're going to receive the power of God, which will be the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, you have Resurrection Sunday, and then you have Ascension Sunday. How many days ago was Easter? 40. And then we have Ascension Sunday today. When is Pentecost? Add 10. So Pentecost comes 50 days after Easter. So from Ascension Sunday to Pentecost, there's 10 days, and the disciples are to wait to receive the power of God, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, what happens on Pentecost. In that time, they went to the temple, they worshiped, and they prayed. What are we doing now? We're worshiping, and we're going to be praying throughout the service. So receive the power from God, the Holy Spirit, worship and pray, and then you are going to be sent out. The disciples were sent out to share what they had seen. So when we think about Ascension and Pentecost, it really is based on Easter and what happened on Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. So that's what Ascension and Pentecost is a little bit about. And we are left with a to-do list of always trying to worship and honor Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we do thank you for these days in the liturgical year of the church that reminds us of the grace and the love, the sacrifice, and the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we wait to be reminded about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that Spirit in our time of worship this day. Amen. How fast does news travel in a rural community? I've had several people inquire if I've heard anything about Elaine Winsler. So if you look at the prayer concerns on the back of your bulletin, we are praying for Bryce Winsler. He did make it to St. Charles Hospital for a time of rehab after his surgery. And Elaine was coming home late Wednesday or Thursday night on the turnpike and hit, she says, a rather large deer. That deer threw her in. She was straddling the center line of the two lanes, and as she was turning the flashers on and dialing 911, semis were going by, but one of them rear-ended her. So pretty horrific accident in the aspect of that time, but all she sustained was burns from the airbag deployment. So she is praising God for that that protection, but her focus as the mom was praying for her son. So we continue to pray for Bryce and for Brent and Elaine. You can see that Phyllis Miller had a heart cath and she's rather weak, and we can pray for her strength. We have further news from Cajado Children's Home, the staff that we talked about last Sunday. Ruth and Nelson were on a motorcycle going to visit one of the children of the home, and they got hit by a water truck and thrown into a ravine, and that water truck actually ran over them. So they were unconscious for a period of time. Ruth was more serious at that time than Nelson. Nelson went home that evening, but returned to the hospital later that day or the next day, and both of them are still hospitalized. We have learned that hospitals in other lands, You can go, but you're not going to be treated until you have the ability to pay for your treatment. So they had to wait for a period of time. The corporation of Kajado sent funds over, and in the next week or so, we're going to be receiving a special offering to help for their further treatment. Ruth is going to be transported about a 3.5-hour drive to a rehab hospital sometime soon. So please be praying for Ruth and Nelson. You can also see that we've added Reverend Jim Barnes, the national minister of the Evangelical Association, the network of churches that St. John's is a part of. Reverend Jim Barnes, he had some effects from one of the vaccine shots, and some of it, they thought maybe it was a stroke, so they did some testing and ruled that out, but something wasn't right, so they did further testing and discovered the issues of the kidney with the cancer, and then there was a node on his lung. And Jim is very thankful that he had that further testing because they've caught it rather early. So he has asked the network of churches to be in prayer for him. And then you can see that John and Wayne and Mary Jane are continuing to recover. And Finn Yoder will have his MRI tomorrow to determine more about possible causes of his headaches. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, when we talk about the struggles and the trials that people can go through and are going through, Lord, the list can be so long at times, and these are just a few of the spoken concerns. Lord, you know that through your power, you know what each and every one of us is thinking. You know what's on each of our own hearts. And so, Lord, in this time of corporate prayer, Lord, I pray that each one of us would lift up our concerns to you, turning them over to you, that your peace would abound, that our trust in your faithfulness would abound. And Lord, as we give our concerns to you, Lord, we pray that you would move us to a sense of calmness, to an attitude of peacefulness in this time of worship, where we come to praise you for life and love, to praise you for hope and the promise of everlasting life, to thank you for your provision, to thank you for the light of Jesus Christ, that light that shines in our hearts, that light that moves us to worship and to pray. For in your will, in your way, you blessed the earth with Jesus in bodily form. And he sacrificed himself that we would know of the hope and the promise of salvation and everlasting life. And he was here for a period of time to reveal your love and your grace. And he ascended. And the church waited with expectation for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for the indwelling of the Spirit through the sacrament of baptism, through the bonds of faithfulness and belief in Jesus Christ. Lord, that when we go through trials, we don't go alone. We have the fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ. When we celebrate joys and blessings of life, Lord, we share that with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And in that fellowship that you have blessed us with through the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we pray for Bryce and Elaine and Brent. We pray for Phyllis and for Denzel. We pray for Ruth and Nelson, the rest of the staff and the children of Kajado Children's Home. We pray for Jim Barnes. We pray for John Lindsay and Wayne Spies and Mary Jane Silcox, each in their own situation. We pray for Finn and for his parents, Eric and Anna. We pray for Tracy and Sadi. And Lord, we pray for each other. We pray for those situations we don't even know about, but you do. We pray for our communities and our state and our nation and our world. Lord, we pray that people would come to know Jesus Christ as Lord. And we thank you for the ways that you enable us to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, unite us in this time of worship as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our sermon hymn is Standing on the Promises. I invite you to stand as you're able.